Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 122 of The 80%. Today, we have Ms. Pia Arellano of TransUnion Philippines as guest. Familiar ka ba sa credit score mo? That's what we talked about in this episode. We mentioned what are the factors that affect it and how you can improve it and the benefits of having a good credit score. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now, on to the show. Welcome, Ms. Pia, to the 80% podcast. For the sake of our listeners, I'd like you to please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Thank you again, Fitz, for the opportunity. So I'm Pia Arellano, and I am the President and CEO of TransUnion Philippines. So TransUnion is a global information and insights company that makes trust possible. So essentially, businesses and consumers can transact amongst themselves with confidence and really achieve great things. That's the essence of TransUnion.
All right. How long has TransUnion been operating? It's actually the first time that I've heard about the company. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. So this is a great opportunity to create awareness for our company then. So TransUnion as a company has been in existence globally for more than 30 years. We're actually an American company based in Chicago, but we've grown so much and we're now really global and are present across the globe. In the Philippines, we celebrated our 10th anniversary last year.
Oh,
so 10 years already in the Philippines, but we're basically a B2B, business-to-business company, and we work primarily with financial institutions like the biggest banks. In the Philippines, part of our shareholders are also the five biggest banks. That's BPI, Metrobank, BDO, Citibank, and HSBC. So they own 20% of TransUnion Philippines.
TransUnion conducts a quarterly survey on the state of personal finance of Filipinos. And can you share some interesting takeaways from the latest surveys? For instance, what are the saving and spending habits that you've observed from your survey?
Okay, so we conduct this Consumer Pulse study every quarter. The most recent one reveals insights from Q1 of this year, 2022. And it's very, very interesting and promising. 75% of the respondents said that they expected their household income to increase this year. So again, that's very encouraging. Also, less than half of the respondents, about 45%, cut back on discretionary spend in the latest survey. So this is down by 7 percentage points compared to the previous quarter. So and has been the lowest record thus far since the pandemic, no? So this is again a very, very positive finding, indicating more spend and consumption amongst our Filipino consumers. So very much needed really to stimulate our economy right now. Respondents also said that they cited having a new job, 21% had a new job, and 24% were starting a new business. And this was the primary driver for this increase in spend. Now, with regards to credit, 94%, an overwhelming 94% of respondents agreed that access to credit was very, very important to achieve their financial goals. And about 46% of the respondents said that they were keen to avail of credit this year. So those were the interesting highlights.
When you say credit, these are
Filipinos who are planning to borrow money from...
That's right. That's right. So be it a credit card or a personal loan or a salary loan, some type of credit. That's right.
And do you think this trend will continue for the rest of the year? I mean, how do you feel the habits have changed for the second quarter? Because I think the second quarter of the year has been more challenging.
I know. No, that's a great question, Fitz. Clearly, I'm assuming that there will definitely be a change in the sentiment come the next Consumer Pulse survey. Again, given the inflation, again, the oil price hike and all that, that will certainly have an impact on spend. So very interesting to see. However, again, we're still seeing a lot of revenge spend, if I may, like in terms of travel, a sector which was almost dead during the pandemic. But again, given the less restrictive tourism and travel standards right now, there's a lot of revenge travel spend that we're also seeing. However, again, just going back to habits of the Filipinos, right? I think 46% wanted to avail of credit this year. However, what does that mean, Fitz? That means that 54%, which is larger, are still reluctant to avail of credit, right? And when we refer to our recent credit inclusion survey, we saw that the desire to avoid debt or ayaw makautang, fear of having utang, really was the main deterrent for still availing of credit. People were afraid that they would lose control over finances. And again, as we delve deeper into the findings, it appeared that the high interest rate or the prohibitive cost of credit really was the main reason for avoidance of debt. So clearly there's room for lenders to, you know, improve rates to make it more affordable for their consumers.
Mm-hmm. I actually have friends who are afraid or who don't want to apply for a credit card.
Correct.
Ang sabi nila, okay na naman ako dun sa debit card ko from my savings account. But I also tell them that if you learn how to manage your debt, you can leverage it. And there's actually some advantages for having credit cards.
Absolutely. Right. And further to that, Fitz, no? Again, it's a very common mindset, this negative notion about credit amongst Filipinos, right? But again, to your point, there is absolutely nothing wrong with availing of credit. And again, nothing to worry about, especially if you're responsible, if you're a responsible payer and you can pay for your obligations on time. So for products like a credit card, you know, you don't even have to pay for your total amount due if you cannot yet. The important thing is the minimum amount due. And most important is paying for it on time. Again, always stress that, paying for it on time. So, and again, even if you don't need the credit now, I think a tip I have is to try to at least have some credit right now, because even if you don't need it yet, it opens door. In the future, you might have that need for it, right? And having credit now and, you know, establishing that track record very early on will make it easier for you to avail of other forms of credit in the future.
That's right. I agree. And, I know that in the U.S., as I always see and hear in the movies, having a good credit score is important. But it's not really the case here in the Philippines, I guess. I think in the U.S., your credit score can even affect your application for a job. I think employers there would check your credit score to see how good it is. But I don't think it's not as big or a major thing here in the Philippines. And I know some Filipinos don't even know that their credit score exists. So
exactly.
Can you tell us more about this?
Of course.
Filipinos have a credit score. And how does it work? And how is it being used in the Philippines?
Okay, really, really happy to talk more about the credit score. So I think you're right. One out of five Filipinos would be aware of what a credit score is. So let's begin with the definition. A credit score is a universally accepted metric or number used to determine whether or not a person is capable of fulfilling his or her financial obligations. So think of it as the numeric grade on your report card. Okay, so your report card is your credit report, and then the numeric grade, that's your credit score. So a credit score represents stability, integrity, and trustworthiness. It's basically founded based on 5 criteria. So number 1 is credit payment history, right? How regular you've paid your obligations, how much you repay, and most importantly, whether you've paid on time or not. Number 2, credit utilization. So how much of the credit limit you have spent. So usually maxing out your credit card is not really a good indication and might lead to a lower credit score. Number 3, length of credit history. So this is the average age or length of time you've had credit, right? Number 4 would be the types of credit you have. So again, if you have various types of credit and are able to show responsible payment, that's a good thing because it shows that you're able to manage different types of obligations. And I guess the last thing would be new credit. How often have you opened new types of credit? So applying for multiple credit cards and loans at one point, at a single point in time, again, that could hurt your credit score because it might show an eagerness for credit, right? So again, we would advise against that. So those are basically the 5 factors which go into the creation or the formulation of your credit score. On a final note, what factors are excluded? What are not considered, right? So things like income, your assets, your age, gender, religion, savings account information, and all that. That does not come into the computation of a credit score.
Is it allowed for an individual to ask what their credit score is?
And oh, absolutely.
Saan nila tatanong yun? Saan nila tatanong?
So again, you can go to transunion.ph. And you can request actually, and for 200 pesos, you get your full credit report and of course your credit score as well. And we will have our associates guide you through your report, explain to you the score. And it's actually also, I would recommend it, right? Because you can also see if there are any discrepancies in the report. For example, there might have been some payments not lodged there. So it's good to, you know, amend and correct that. And again, we can facilitate that experience also for our consumers.
That's really interesting, and I hope that will help some of our listeners, especially yung mga nagbabalak na mag-home loan, di ba? Yung mga
yes.
mag-avail ng medyo malaki na credit. And
correct.
I think it's really important for Filipinos to realize that, again, if you know how to handle your manager debt, how to be able to pay on time, then having a good credit score will really help along the way. And if I can share, I recently bought a car. And so I joined a Facebook group of the specific car model that I bought. And marami doon nagtatanong na saan ba raw madali mag-apply ng auto loan,
right.
Saan daw madali ma-approve, etc. And of course, each one of us, iba-iba naman yung situation natin. But in my case, I guess I can flex na maganda yung credit score ko. It was just informing my bank that I wanted to buy a car. And sabi nung bank manager, okay, I think this will be easy for you because number one, I've had a credit card in that bank for so many years already,
yes.
More than a decade. Yes. And of course, I have been always paying on time.
Mm-hmm.
So I built a good credit score there to them. And yeah, it was just a matter of filling out the forms. And then the next day, the bank manager told me that my car loan has been approved already. So
wonderful.
And I was able to get actually good rates.
Good rates, exactly. So you're the poster child, Fitz, for good responsible payment behavior. But again, that's great, no? Because what you shared are actually the concrete benefits of having a great credit score and really establishing the track record.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
First of all, it's so much easier to get more credit, diba? So you start off with a credit card, and then maybe after a few years, you're wanting that your first car. So yun, it makes it so much easier. And apart from the ease of access, diba, you have lower, higher loan amounts, perhaps, and better rates, better pricing. And again, it goes beyond credit. Huh? I just want to share, it really goes beyond credit, because currently, we're already also talking to telco. And in the future, insurance. So even telco companies now are using credit scores to assess offers that they will be giving you. And insurance companies as well, the premiums, whether they give you a higher premium or a lower premium, all of that is sort of hinged on a credit score. And you're, again, one thing you cited in the States, no, employment. It's also a factor in employment. In fact, in the Philippines, for a lot of the BPOs currently, a lot of the BPOs servicing the financial sector actually also, it's a requirement. It's a pre-employment requirement to also look at the credit score, because it's a measure of, again, responsibility and integrity, right? So again, so many concrete benefits, really.
I'm also curious because I've had clients na hindi nakapagbayad ng credit card debt nila to the point na umabot na sa tinatawagan sila ng mga collecting agencies. Sabihin na natin na fast forward to the time na eventually nabayaran nila, but that definitely hurt their credit score. And usually, ang term na narinig ko is banned ka na umutang, blacklisted ka na. Can you tell more about that? How much truth is there na pag na-blacklist ka na, you can never ever apply for a loan anymore?
Right, right. So, again, I want to dispel that myth. And I think this was also in the news because there were really extreme, right, very extreme collection efforts employed by certain companies, which really would harass a lot of our consumers, no? So I think the SEC has already intervened and, you know, sort of given them some sanctions. So I do want to dispel that myth, right? Again, there's always opportunity for a second chance. And, you know, in the event that there's, say, a sudden loss of income or really an extreme circumstance, like the pandemic, the most recent pandemic, when this happens, I guess the tip that we do have and always give is that, you know, do not hesitate to coordinate with your bank or your financial institution, right? And explain to them your situation. So generally, consumers can actually request for a payment holiday, a lowering of monthly payments until you've fully recovered, and basically just restructuring your loan given your situation, right? You know, banks have been so empathetic and have really shown this during the pandemic. So again, do not be afraid to reach out to your lenders. Of course, needless to say, it helps the discussion if you've already established some good credit history as well, right? So again, we go back to being responsible whenever you can, so that, you know, whenever these unforeseen circumstances do arise, you can have that integrity and good track record to back you up, right? And to support the discussions. So in sum, really establishing good payment behavior, responsible payment behavior, really just triggers and perpetuates a virtuous cycle, which can enhance your quality of life.
All right. So siguro we can go back dun sa having a good credit score. I can think of a friend of mine who doesn't really want to have a credit card, who is afraid of borrowing money, afraid of applying for a loan. Let's assume that he realized having a credit score is important in building it. So where can he start? Can his first step be applying for a credit card? Can that be a good first step?
Yes, applying. Usually the first products are the credit card or a personal loan, right? Or a personal loan, yes. But that's usually the unsecured products, products not requiring collateral. And again, it doesn't have to be a large loan amount. You can start with a small loan amount. And really you will see that as short as 6 months, once you've established that consistent, you know, payment behavior on time, slowly, again, you'll automatically receive an increase in your credit line. So again, banks have been very proactive in rewarding good payment behavior. And again, at the end of the day, consumers don't have to worry, because it really just boils down to the fundamentals and back to basics, right? Which means paying your bills on time, setting an alarm on your calendar if you need to do that. A lot of the banks also now have automatic debit arrangements, auto debit, which you can really just schedule. You don't have to worry about it, right? So that's one. And then secondly, again, I still go back to having, you know, some money, some savings tucked away for the rainy day. So it's always still good to have savings. And we always still prescribe this as part of, you know, good financial behavior and good payment habits.
That's right. Ako ang habit ko is once I receive the bill, I immediately pay it so that I don't have to remember the due date anymore.
You have to worry. Oo nga, eh. Oo. Yes. Correct.
Especially now that, well, almost all of my utility bills, credit card bills, comes to my email. So once I open the email, I immediately pay so that I don't have to worry about kailan nga ba yung due date? Kasi
correct.
I think
correct.
that adds to the anxiety, I guess, to remember the due date pa. But of course, I was able to achieve that because I was able to manage my budget well to the point na the money that I am spending now comes from the income that I received in previous months. So kasi syempre, correct. If what you're spending is what you're earning on the current month, it might be harder to do that. So, correct. As you've mentioned, it really boils down to having good personal finance habits, no? Anything else that you want to share on the survey, consumer survey that you had? What are other interesting takeaways that you might want to share with our listeners before we end this conversation?
Yeah, I think apart from the interest rates, what was also very interesting that we saw from the recent survey, Fitz, was that consumer experience is apparently a big factor also in deciding which lender to choose, right? So as you said in your Facebook group, you were talking about sino ba yung pinakamabilis, sino ba yung, you know, best bank to get an auto loan from, right? So consumers now, given, again, the variety of information, have become more discerning, right? And have really come to expect a really seamless, positive, and most importantly, quick consumer experience. So again, that's information that we share with our lenders so that they can really improve, right? So 2 weeks, that's just not going to cut it anymore, right? So nakahanap na ng ibang loan if it takes as long as 2 weeks. So
that's,
yeah,
right.
Consumers have just become more discerning, especially with regards to everything is now digital.
Additional question pala, if you apply for loans sa mga SSS, Pag-ibig, do that add to your credit score?
Currently, right now, sa TransUnion, again, it's a function kasi of the contribution of data. So we don't factor in the SSS and the Pag-ibig loan data yet. So currently, in our TransUnion score, that's not included. That's not covered.
All right. So I guess that's all that I wanted to hear. Ang biggest takeaway ko dito is pwede mo palang i-request yung credit score mo from TransUnion.
Yes,
I think that's really vital information, especially if you're trying to learn how to improve your personal finance. And I think I'll also consider that for some of my clients who are planning to make a big purchase in the future, I might suggest that let's take a look at your credit score. Let's request your credit report.
Yes, that's a good place to start. Oh, correct. And again, another tip that you can give to your, you know, clients and friends now is it's good to know that information, because especially if it's like a big ticket loan that you're planning to apply for, you can use that information to leverage on better pricing, right? So yes, because again, you know, you know your credit score, you know what you're worth. So again, you can use that to leverage. Fitz, if there's one thing I can add, because again, one thing that we didn't really cover and which might be of interest to your listeners, no, is because in the Philippines, diba, we have a big unbanked or unserved segment. So it's huge. There's about, I think, half of our population is still unbanked, unserved, right? So they might be wondering, do they have a credit score? Paano na yan? I mean, when they apply, since they don't have any previous history, what is their credit score, right? So they might be wondering, no? So again, apart from traditional credit payment data, for this segment, what we are now espousing or promoting is the use of alternative data sources like telco data. So your mobile payment behavior is now actually being used, and we're combining that with traditional credit payment history so that now we can score everybody. So this makes the credit invisible, credit visible. No? So that's, again, another new exciting development, which will really allow us to score every Filipino.
I'm looking forward to hearing more of the quarterly survey that you do. Maybe you can come back to the podcast to talk about...
Oh, absolutely. Such a pleasure.
Any good or new findings that you have for the surveys later this year. I hope you can invite our listeners to probably visit the TransUnion website.
Sure. Again, just check out our site. Again, lots of information there about, you know, what we do, credit, etc. Credit 101, transunion.ph. And again, if you want to request for your credit report and know your credit score, there's a link there as well so that you can access and request for it.
I'd like to thank you for coming in, and I definitely learned a lot. Siguro to end, I hope you can give our listeners a piece of advice that they can follow on how they can keep their finances healthy, especially during these challenging times of high inflation.
Right. So again, really just three tips to sum and something up, right, and stitch everything together. Back to basics. Spend within your means. Especially now that it's so easy with e-com, right, and flexible payment schemes as well. It's very enticing, right? So, but make sure that when it comes to budgeting and spending, your necessities come first before your wants, right? Number two, do not be afraid to utilize your credit, especially if you have credit. Credit cards offer deals, discounts, rebates, and even protection that you should maximize whenever possible. So you should leverage these to your advantage. And lastly, make sure you have savings. So setting aside money for the future gives you financial security and prepares you for emergencies in any unforeseen situations. So our mission in the Philippines really is to promote financial inclusion. Thank you so much, Fitz, for this opportunity to raise awareness about the benefits of credit and the importance of financial responsibility.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Maraming salamat ulit kay Ms. Pia Arellano of TransUnion Philippines for being a guest in this episode. And I hope we were able to give you a better understanding of the benefits of credit and how you can improve your credit score. If you haven't done so, please click the follow button for the 80%. At sana ay ishare mo na rin itong episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.